You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Tuesday.
October 2nd.
Or October 2 on Tuesday.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So, it's cheesy.
You and your alliteration.
Oh, yeah.
Should start tweeting these or something.
No, because no one would
want to. People would get really tired of that.
No one would retweet it. Coffee Hour today. Two really great stories.
As usual.
I'm sorry. I love all the stories we get to share here.
I know.
About life together and mercy. Celebrate all abilities now is what we're going to talk about first. And we get to talk with friends in studio from Celebrate All Abilities Now this morning. And we continue our series from He Restores My Soul. And it's and this was part of a recorded series. So
it's our very own Cheryl Magnus today. Right. And today is special because now the book is out.
Oh, it's officially out now.
It's officially out.
Yes, we got the paper copies.
And we got
yesterday.
Ours in the mail yesterday, and I was super excited. And like everybody sharing their pictures on Facebook.
I did hear squealing from your cubicle.
Yeah,
when the package arrived, and you were like ripping it open.
I was literally ripping it open.
You did. I witnessed that. Got to the book, and so grateful. So and thank you to Katie Sherman for sending us autographed copies
as well.
Now, we just have to go to the event coming up here in St. Louis to get the other authors.
Yes, October 25th at Village.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Find out more about how you can live uncommon, cuw.edu. In studio with us today, friends from Celebrate All Abilities Now. What is Celebrate All Abilities Now? Well, stick around to find out. In studio today, Barb Below. She is a member of Lord of Life Lutheran Church in Chesterfield, Missouri, one of the partner congregations helping start Celebrate All Abilities Now. Barb, such a joy to have you in studio this morning.
Yeah, great to be here. I'm really happy to be able to share our story.
And you brought two friends with you today from Celebrate All Abilities Now. Would you like to introduce our friends?
I would be pleased to. We have here Christy Gutzler, who is a lifelong member of Lord of Life Lutheran Church, and her brother, Chad Gutzler, who also is a lifelong member of Lord of Life Lutheran Church.
Yeah.
So exciting to have you in studio with us this morning. Christy, nice to meet you. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
Chad, nice to meet you, and thanks for being in our studio. Now, is this your first radio interview, or are you guys old pros at this?
This is our first one.
Yeah, me too.
Well, glad to have you here and excited to learn about what you enjoy about CAN, Celebrate All Abilities Now. Barb, tell us a little bit about the history. How did CAN get started?
Well, we started the program several years ago in partnership with St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Wildwood with Pastor Reardon and their congregational members. And it was just an effort to join in a project with another congregation in our church to impact our community. And the two congregations met. We talked about the program, what we'd like to do, and put an agenda together and started inviting people. And the purpose of the program really is to encourage a wide range of people with various abilities, many of them with special needs, some of them old, some of them young. Really, everyone is welcome. And it's just the purpose is just to break down barriers between people, help people to be comfortable and meet someone who might be a little bit different from themselves, and form relationships with each other around the study of God's Word and some fun activities of crafts and painting.
So I cut you off.
No, and so it's been a great time.
Yeah, it sounds fun. What happens at these gatherings, at these events?
Sure, we generally gather around 9 o'clock in the morning with some introductory fellowship, usually just talking, enjoying some treats. We have some coloring pages out that people can color on. And then we go into a Bible study led by one of the pastors, either the pastor of St. Paul's or Lord of Life. And we study God's Word. Then we go into an activity that is tied to the lesson of the Bible study. And historically, we had an artist who worked with our group and did guided painting of watercolors. And so all of our attendees were able to break down the barrier of belief that they don't know how to paint. So she taught everyone how to paint.
I've seen the paintings. I've seen some of the pictures shared on Facebook, and impressive work. Way better than I can paint. Yeah. That's for sure.
Art brings people together.
Yes.
It definitely does. And so it equalized the entire group. Mm-hmm. So nobody in the group really was a painter. And so it equalized everyone. So anyone's disability was minimized because everyone was on an equal level playing field with painting. So we did that for a long time, but I just want to give a shout out to any other artist in the community who'd like to join us, because we lost our artist.
Oh.
So, we don't have the guided painting any longer. So we've done some other crafts and projects since then, but if there's anyone out there who would be interested in helping guiding us through some watercolor painting, that would be great. And then after the painting or the activity, craft activity, we go into a worship service that is tied to the Bible study and closes out the morning.
So this is a gathering around God's Word, bringing people together around God's
Absolutely.
Word.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was the whole point of this, was not only to introduce people of various abilities to each other, move towards full inclusion in all aspects of worship, but also to have it centered around God's Word.
How has this made a difference for families connected with the program?
I would ask one of them. They
All
might
right.
know.
All right. Christy or Chad, how has this made a difference for you and your family?
Awesome.
It's been really great, I think, as another way, because I think it's hard to find stuff out there for people with us with disabilities, because you have the dances, but it's also, I think, a neat way because we're talking about God's Word. So I love it. And I love all of it, and I think it's really great. I've even gotten other friends to join in and love it. So it's been really great. I love everything about it.
Chad, what's been your favorite activity so far with Ken?
All of it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Did you like painting?
Uh-huh. It's awesome.
It's awesome. Christy, what was your favorite activity so far?
The painting.
Yeah?
Because for me personally, my dad had the painting, and then I like to draw for a hobby myself, so I've always curious about painting, so the painting was definitely the art, and that anything that has to do with that kind of stuff is definitely my favorite there.
Tell me about Bible study when you come together with the friends for CAN. Tell me about the Bible study when Pastor leads that. What are some things that you've learned in Bible study?
I would say also got out of my comfort zone because I've done lay readings. So I've done readings of passages at the CAN events. I do that at church, and different stories like baptism, how sins are washed away from baptism, and how God died for our sins, and how important it is that God did that, all of that for us. And I can't imagine getting through situations that I've had without having faith along with friends and family.
That's fantastic. Chad, what about you? What have you learned in Bible study?
In single Bible class, we do some hand motions and prayed, and I love temporary music.
So you two are brother and sister.
Yeah, well, brother and sister. I have another brother that couldn't be here.
What is it like for you guys to be able to do this together?
I think it's really fun. I think it also brings us closer. My family's always been close, but anytime we can do something together, brother and sister, they love it, and I love spending time with them, so I think it's brought us closer, than my mom always loves it, seeing us do stuff together.
Have you made some new friends?
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Made some new friends when you come together for camp.
Yeah.
Barb, it sounds like this has just been a great learning experience and growing experience. We have about 2 minutes left. First of all, I want to know, what have you learned in this process?
Wow.
In this group?
I learned that I really had no idea what potential people had. I came into this thinking, you know, this might be just a crazy idea to expect people with disabilities to watercolor, paint, and make all these things that we've done. And every time I push them to get out of their comfort zone, they do it. And I'm just continually amazed. Sitting here right now today with them on the radio, I am still amazed that they're able to do the things and they're willing to do the things that you put in front of them. Incredibly strong individuals.
And thanks be to God. Time in the Word really being at the center of all this, the fellowship, the life together, all what a great gift it is. How can we, if we're here in the St. Louis area, how can we be a part of CAN, Celebrate All Abilities Now?
Well, we have an event coming up on October 20th at Lord of Life Lutheran Church. That's at 15750 Baxter Road out in Chesterfield. And we start at 9 o'clock in the morning. If you'd like to come and join us, and we'll be done by about 11:30. So that's October 20th, a Saturday. And you can also check us out on our Facebook page, which Chrissy runs and is able to keep up the pictures for the events. And just check us out on our Facebook page at Celebrating All Abilities Now.
Well, thank you all for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. Chrissy, thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
Chad, thanks for coming in the studio, being our guest today.
You're welcome.
And Barb, blessings. Thank you so much for being our guest, and blessings on your work with CAN.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a moment, we continue our series, He Restores My Soul, with our very own Cheryl Magnus. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.